3A. Reading. Exercise 1, page 42.
Young entrepreneurs, making their mark. A growing number of internet-savvy British 20-somethings are starting their own businesses and forging their own paths in life. Here are a few prime examples.
A.
Poppy Dinsey, fashion blogger. It is 10 a.m. on the first day of London Fashion Week, and Poppy Dinsey has already been photographed 4 times.
I think it's the coat,
she says, as yet another fashionista takes a snap of her canary yellow Macintosh. The coat is just one example of Dinsey's uncanny ability to channel the latest trends with consummate ease. In 2010, she launched What I Wore Today, WIWT.com, a blog that does exactly what it says on the tin. Dinsey uploads photographs of her chosen outfit on a regular basis, accompanied by irreverent commentary. The website has details of where to buy the clothes, and for each sale directed through her blog, Dinsey gets a percentage.
It can be mentally strenuous at times, always having to think ahead about my wardrobe, but that's part of the job.
It is perhaps an improbable career for a woman with a degree in business studies, but Dinsey insists she never liked the traditional mundane office environment. The recent recession, Dinsey says, has changed young people's attitude to spending.
There's a feeling that there's nothing to lose, even though a lot of people are broke.
And does she already know what she will be wearing tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. I've got it all written down.
She laughs.
I've turned obsession into a business.
B.
Jamal Edwards, founder of an online music channel. Jamal Edwards, founder of SBTV, an online broadcaster of music promos, video interviews, and impromptu live performances, started the channel at the age of 16, after receiving a video camera as a present.
I was filming foxes in my garden. When I uploaded that, I got 1,000 views and I was like, what? Let me try something else.
Edward started filming London rappers freestyling on the street. The performances are raw and often quite gripping, but Edwards didn't want to restrict himself to local unsigned talent.
Narrow-minded people are like, ah, he's filming all these pop stars,
says Edwards.
But I just shrug my shoulders.
His attitude appears to be paying off. Edwards says the channel, which profits from advertising, has racked up hundreds of thousands of subscribers, and he has got an 8-strong team of employees. When I ask him what the downsides are of being a young boss, Edward says,
it's a bit daunting telling people what to do.
His advice to other young people with similar ambitions is to
chase your dream, not the competition, because looking at the competition will cloud your vision and mess you up in the long run.
In 2017, Jamal was given an MBE by the Queen for his services to music.
C.
Nico Williamson, founder of Climate Cars. Nico Williamson's office is in a state of organized chaos. The shelves are filled with an assorted jumble of stuff: 2 smartphones, a financial newspaper, and a novel which he has yet to read.
No time,
he explains.
A heavy workload is the nature of entrepreneurship.
It's no surprise that Williamson is run off his feet. In 2007, he launched the carbon-neutral taxi company Climate Cars after graduating in modern history from Bristol University. When he finally sold the company in 2015, the business ran a fleet of more than 100 cars and generated more than £1 million in profit. He had the idea for Climate Cars after driving past a garage in Bristol that offered environmentally friendly car conversions.
It's easy to get stuck in a rut and not see the bigger picture. I always loved cars, but felt guilty about loving them,
admits Williamson, whose great-grandfather, William Watson, was a racing car driver.
Then I thought, why not make taxis greener?
He sought investment from his family and friends and put together a business plan while writing his dissertation. He has already started another taxi company called Bounce. What are his ambitions for the future?
To grow this business into one of the biggest car companies in London.
D.
Edwin Brony Mensah, creator of Give Me Tap. Edwin Brony Mensah, you could argue, is a scholar or a philanthropist whose scheme is either naively idealistic or brilliant or both. Either way, as soon as you've read about his idea, you'll be kicking yourself for not having thought of it. It was through playing squash at university that Brony Mensah came up with Give Me Tap. Throughout studying for his PhD, sport was his sanctuary, yet something didn't add up.
Tap water is free and portable, yet I was spending a fiver a day on bottled water.
The concept of Give Me Tap was born, which works like this. You purchase a tidy blue bottle made from recycled aluminium for a few pounds from his website and take it into any cafe which has signed up to the scheme. Your bottle is then filled with tap water for free, thus reducing the wastage, helping communities in Africa install clean water pumps, 70% of the profits goes towards this, and saving you money. It may seem ludicrous to invest 7 years of education into a non-profit scheme.
All my friends are bankers, and I'm their poor mate. But it's my choice.
He laughs. How did he manage to launch the project while also completing his PhD?
I follow Parkinson's law. Work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion.
Brony Mensah thinks our peculiar obsession with buying plastic bottles is little more than cultural conditioning.
We're too proud to ask for free water, in the same way we feel the need to buy crisps to use a cafe's toilet,
he says.